It's time. Time to get inspired and empowered. To realize it's never too late. To create your next amazing story. Get ready to break through, transform, and start living the life of your dreams. So, are you ready? Truly ready to begin your journey to create your next amazing story in life and love? Great. Let's jump in with your host, Life and Love Transformational Coach, Suzanne Oshima.
Welcome, everybody, to the It's Never Too Late show. I'm Suzanne Oshima, and I'm a Life and Love Transformational Coach at Your Next Amazing Story. I'm so excited because today we have a very special guest, Robert Manny, and he's the host of Guy's Guy Radio. And today we're talking about why some men get married later in life. So welcome, Robert. I'm so excited to have you here.
Great to be here, and hope I can help out with my story. And, you know, it's just my story, so I'm not preaching. I'll tell you what happened, and hopefully there'll be some added value there. But thank you.
Of course, of course. Well, before we jump into your story, I would love to hear, how did you become the host of Guy's Guy Radio, and what is Guy's Guy Radio?
Okay, Guys Guys Radio is a terrestrial radio show here in Southern California. It's on KCAA every Wednesday evening on 102.3, 106.5 FM, 1050 AM, and there's a worldwide podcast every Thursday, and I have a YouTube channel, Robert Manny, Guys Guys TV. How did I get started? Well, I began with my novel, as you know, Suzanne, The Guy's Guy's Guide to Love, which is a rom-com about two guys in advertising competing for love, sex, power, and money. And as the book kind of took off, people called it the male successor to Sex and the City, and a lot of people had fun with it. And because of the title, The Guy's Guy's Guide to Love, a lot of people thought that it was a dating book, nonfiction. Well, it's a story, and it does have some tips and stuff, and it's based on some personal experiences that are woven into fiction, of course. But due to the fact that it had a title, The Guy's Guy's Guide to Love, and women are interested in how guys think, at least some of them are, I started blogging, as the main character does in the novel. And I launched my website, robertmanny.com. We did 350-plus blog posts, and then I decided, well, maybe I should move this thing to the next step. So I started doing Guy's Guy's Radio, and that was about 7 years ago, and we've done over 425 shows. And it's now, it started on Blog Talk Radio, and now we got picked up by KCAA here in Southern California. We're on Stitcher, we're on Spreaker, we're on iTunes, Google Play, Podchaser, TuneIn Radio. We're just everywhere, and it's doing really well. And since I've moved from New York to California, I've got a whole new set of guests, and we pre-record interviews. And what we try to do is, it's a place where men and women can be at their best, and everyone wins. What I try to do is bring on guests that will inform, inspire, empower the listeners, and help them think, feel, and maybe even act. And it's not just about relationships. It's about anything that can help make your life better. Because as we know, Suzanne, everybody's so busy and everybody's struggling. And there's so much chaos out there. Well, there is a lot of information. There's a lot of people like yourself who can help out. And so I wanted to be part of that service and share. And I think because we're doing something a little bit differently and there's not a lot of arguing, it's not about conflict, it's not about the election, that people are starting to listen and it's starting to spread. I've got guests everywhere from the people from the characters from The Sopranos to Neil Donald Walsh, a spiritual teacher. So it's been pretty amazing journey, and there's more and more to come. So thanks for having me on.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, let's just jump into this. So, you know, when I reached out to you, Robert, and we've known each other for a while, is, you know, what I found is a lot of people really like to hear real life stories because then they can relate better instead of just giving them dating advice or strategies or tips. Is when they hear real life stories about how people found love and maybe why some people get married later in life, right? I think that's more helpful because I get a lot of questions about it. So can you share, first of all, let's start backwards. At what age did you get married for the first time?
I was in my early 50s and I've only been married once. I've been married 10 years.
Okay. So, and throughout, now let's start, you know, when you were out there dating, right, is you were doing online dating and were you just not meeting the right person?
Well, I had been in a long-term relationship. I'd been in relationships, and I've had good relationships, and sometimes they kind of have their life, and then they're over for whatever reason, of various reasons, and I'm sure I was responsible for a lot of them becoming over. I had been in a long-term one, a live-in relationship, and it didn't move to that next stage. And I was very hurt and kind of blindsided, but in retrospect, I shouldn't have been blindsided. And I asked myself, I said, I must be doing something wrong because I meet some terrific women and I've had some terrific relationships, but they really haven't worked out long term. And I take the responsibility for that. And then I realized I just had an epiphany. I don't know if it's just me, but I realized that I didn't have room in my heart for somebody else. And once I realized that, and I don't know where it came from, but it just came to me, then I knew that things would happen. In fact, I would go home on Thanksgiving and different holidays, and nobody even asked me anymore, when are you going to get married? Because they thought it was a foregone conclusion that I was going to stay single. And one time I told my mom, I said, I'm getting married next year. And she said, oh, really? That's fantastic. Who are you marrying? I said, I don't know. I haven't met her yet, but I just know it's going to happen. And sure enough, a year later, I was engaged. And it wasn't because I put any pressure on myself whatsoever. I just made sure that I kept my heart open and had room for somebody else to share. And it wasn't just all about me. And I had some growing up to do. And fortunately, my intuition told me, if you're going to do it, now's the time to do it. I mean, I as a single guy in New York City working in advertising, I had a heck of a lot of fun, and I met some terrific, dynamic, really smart women. And I could, and I then went on after this one long-term relationship. To get back to your question, I started doing online dating, and I met fantastic women that I'd never had an opportunity to meet otherwise. I mean, of course, in business and everything, but just there's tons of them online. And I figured, okay, this is a good thing. And I started dating that way, and I had some fantastic fun and relationships and all kinds of stuff. And then at a certain point, it becomes like, okay, everybody's out there kind of juggling, and I really maybe I need to like just look at it from a different lens as to how do we take this thing to the next level. So the woman who became my wife, she had was coming out of a divorce, a 10-year marriage, and her sister said, oh, you should go on Match, they have a free 3-day weekend. And she went on Match, and I saw her and she saw me, and I didn't contact her. She winked at me. So I wrote back and kept it open-ended with some questions, and she wrote back to me. And then I did my typical, step-by-step process where I said, well, why don't we have a phone call? And because I had all my rules set up in terms of how you handle online dating. Make it quick, have a phone call, because there's a different exchange of energy at that point. And then when you meet in person, of course, there's another level of energy exchange. And then you have a drink or coffee or whatever. And you want to take it slow instead of people who just plow in there and they go out to dinner the first time. And a lot of times there's a little sticker shock with that. So she said, no, I don't want to, we don't have to have a phone call. Why don't we just meet? And I'm like, well, you know what? Maybe I just made these rules up, and their rules are nice, but maybe it's fun to break the rules. So we met, and we've been together ever since. And weird things happen. Like I met her, and we were on 72nd or 79th Street in Broadway. There's a church there, and I was on the steps of the church, and she was across the street, and she walked over. I knew it was her, and I walked to her, and I walked up to her. I gave her a hug, and she thought I was like, she looked at me like, what are you doing? And I don't know. I said, can I hold your hand? And we took a walk. We walked down to the River Basin Cafe down by the Hudson River, and she was a vegetarian, and she ordered a portobello mushroom, and I was a carnivore, and I was ready to order a nice, bloody, juicy cheeseburger. And I said, maybe I shouldn't eat that in front of her. And I didn't. And that was the last time I ate meat. I just
Really?
stopped. I just stopped. Yeah. And we went on that date. And we took a walk through the park. And one of my online dates, skateboard, not skateboard, rollerbladed past me. And I'm like, a voice inside me said, that's the past. This is the future. And I actually had another date lined up after this date. And I went to that date and basically just cut it off. And I realized, okay, let's see what we can do. So we went out about 3 times, and I said to him, I'm having a lot of fun here. I want to make sure that we can keep doing this. If you're interested, what do I need to do to be a good boyfriend? And she stopped, she put her fork down, and she said, pay attention. And I said, okay, is that it? And she said, yes. And that was it. And I realized that guys are often guilty of not paying enough attention to the other person and to the details, whereas women are wonderful at that. And they deserve the same in return. And maybe we're wired a little bit differently, but men can adapt, men can change. So I've been doing my best. I still get reminded of it, but we just kept dating. And then about a month later, she said, I see you're still on Match.com. What are you doing there? And I said, that's a good question. What are you doing there? And she said, well, I don't know. She was off it. And so I said, okay, I'll get off. And I got off it. And we kept dating, and that was it. That's the story.
I love your story because I think it just everything happened, even though you met online, everything else happened just organically. So I
Yeah.
want to ask you a question because she said something very specific about pay attention, right? And you shared that men can change, right? But I honestly believe that you're a different kind of man. I feel like you're elevated, you're more conscientious, and that, you took what she said in and you really listened to her and you thought about how can I really pay attention? And so I think you were receptive to it. I don't think every man would have been receptive to pay attention and try to really elevate themselves and pay attention so that you could be the man that she needed you to be. So what my question is, can a man change on his own accord, or will he change if she says that? Because I don't think every man would have been receptive to that. That was a long way
Well,
around that, by the way.
no, it's a great question. And everybody's different, and I'm not patting myself on the back. It was an evolutionary process, but I think the most important thing for me was to make sure that I had room in my heart for somebody else. And then as part of that, tactically, paying attention became part of being a better partner. Now, can any man change? Yes. Will every man change? No. And I think what the ladies need to do is be discerning about that and say, okay, I'll give this guy a chance. Let's see if he's listening really. And if not, I'll give him a wake-up call on that, like I got, and then see how he responds. And if he responds positively and he works on it, well, then maybe he's a keeper. I mean, a lot of guys I know, tons of guys, and they won't. They're doing everything exactly the same way they did when they got out of college and moved to New York or whatever. Nothing's changed. Their diet, their lifestyle, just how they do everything, is that they have more money, they have more toys, they could have a family and all of that. But to me, a lot of guys like that, they're going to hit a wall at a certain point. And health-wise, and career-wise, and just spiritual enfoldment-wise, where it's going to be tough. And so I've been blessed by whatever forces have been inside me to remind me, hey, there's more you can do. And I think by being hurt and blindsided a number of times, I really, in retrospect, I probably shouldn't have been blindsided. I should have known that I wasn't really living up to my part of the bargain. I was always looking. I admit it, and I was not a great boyfriend, but I was good in a
Wait,
lot
wait,
of
wait.
ways. I
You
wasn't
can't.
cheating, but I was always looking.
Oh, see, I needed to clarify that
Yeah.
because when you said that, I was like, I have to ask him about that.
I
So.
figured, you can look at the menu, but I mean, I don't mean like leering, but I was always like open. I figured if I'm not married, I'm not married. I live in New York. If I'm dating somebody and the understanding is it's one-on-one, then it's one-on-one. But I am a human being. I'm in the most vibrant city in the world. I have to be aware that there's a lot of people out there because a lot of times you have a lot of ladies, they're in a relationship and somebody comes along and boom, everything changes. That's just humanity. That's
Right.
human nature. So we all have to be ready for that. It wasn't like I was looking to unload the women I was involved with. It was just I wasn't mindful as I needed to be about how can I make this relationship best. Because I guess deep down I knew with the different women I had these relationships with that they weren't the one. And shame on me for not coming to that realization earlier and ending the relationships. It's my fault totally. And I look back and I feel bad. Because, I got out of it and I licked my wounds. I was hurt, but it turned out to be better every time, and particularly in this time. And I feel bad if I hurt some people just by being around them too long And but that's showbiz. What can I do about it? I can just do the best I can do now to be the best man I can be.
Right.
But that's just me. Everybody's different. I'm not condemning other guys by any means, also.
Right. So now you got married for the first time, you said at 52,
The
correct?
only time, yeah.
Okay. And then you're right, the only time. So what would you say? 'Cause I do get this question a lot of women will ask me, isn't that a red flag, Suzanne, if a man has never been married before and he's in his 50s or 60s? And what would you say to that?
I think it very well can be, and I think you really have to ferret out like why. In my instance, I had to kind of go through my transformation, and maybe I wouldn't have been that great marriage material, but when I did, I did. For other guys, some guys they're locked in, and maybe they like being single, and they're so locked into their lifestyle that it's going to be hard for them to share. And maybe in that case, you don't want to end up with a guy who's never been married, who's in their 50s or 60s or whatever. In other cases, a lot of guys are lonely out there and they have very well good intentions and they want a partner, and they're being labeled unfairly maybe because you haven't given them a chance to really sort out who they are, what they are, and what they can offer. So I would urge everybody, men and women, to keep an open mind because, we're just people and we're going to make mistakes. And if you open your heart and live a more heart-based life, it'll turn out to be each day will be better. And you can create what the other thing I've learned is we create our own lives and how we relate to everything. And once you start to see that there is, and forgive me for this, but there is like divinity in everything, in all of us. And when you start to see that, and I'm talking about everything, then your perception of the world will change, and you can be the beacon to start to make the world a better place.
Yeah, that's so true. So if a man hasn't been married before, right? How can and your woman meets this guy and she's like, I really like him. There's chemistry and attraction, but I really want to ask him why. How can she ask him in a way that's not offensive? Because that can be an offensive question, right?
Well, I think if it comes across as you're putting
Judgmental.
them on, or putting them on a defensive, it's
Right.
like you have to be careful with the why. Maybe it's broached. You're a really interesting guy, and I'm just curious how come nobody's ever really caught you yet or something. Whatever, make it friendly, make it fun, and listen. If you just say why, how come you're in your 50s, you've never been married? Okay, that's going to be put somebody on a defensive, male or female, because a guy could ask the same thing. Hey, how come you haven't been? So I think we have to be just nice to each other, and we can get all the information we want.
Yeah. So, what are some last tips that you would give women that are looking for love, especially in this crazy time? Is there any best advice you can give them?
Well, I think you've got to first love yourself and treat yourself with respect and realize that, if somebody doesn't necessarily want to be with you, why would you want to be with them? So don't beat yourself up over a specific individual. And also just keep an open mind that love can happen at any time, any day, anywhere. But first, if you love yourself, you will become much more lovable
Yeah,
and
that's
respect
so true.
yourself.
That is so true. You and I very much agree on that.
Yeah.
So, Robert, this has been amazing. So, how can the ladies find you?
Well, there's two ways really. Guys Radio, which you just have to just, go online, www.guysguysradio.com. You can get 450 shows there, or my novel, you can pick up The Guy's Guy's Guide to Love, and my website's Robert Manni, MANNI.com. So there's three ways.
Awesome. And ladies, I have read Robert's book and it's really good. If you like Sex and the City, you will love that book.
Thank you.
Awesome. So thanks everybody for joining us on the It's Never Too Late show. My show is available both in video and podcast format, which can be found at Your Next Amazing Story. And if you would like to get my free video series, The Secrets About Men After 40 and Beyond, you can click right here on the video or you can go to yournextamazingstory.com.
Love today's episode of the It's Never Too Late show? Then head on over to yournextamazingstory.com to continue the conversation. Get access to show notes and get more amazing content.